Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
This month is Praise Facilitates Fulfillment of Prophecy. That is our prophetic focus. And our running theme in our midweek communion services this month is Understanding the Breakthrough Power of Praise. And tonight, we are in part three. By way of introduction, we have said that praise focuses on the efficacy of what is written and not what is happening. So regardless of what is happening around you, regardless of the news in the media, regardless of everything going on in the world, we can still praise God. We are not praising God based on what is happening. We are praising God based on what is written. And what is written will ever be superior to what is happening. Praise the Lord. That's why David said, in God, I will praise his word. Psalm 56, verse 4. Also, we understand that we do not just praise God for what has happened. We praise God for things to happen. We saw that story in Luke 17 to 19. The one leper returned and gave thanks to God, and he received perfection. Tonight, someone will receive perfection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Breakthrough power of praise. Understanding the breakthrough power of praise, part three. And our subtopic tonight is praise provokes signs and wonders. Praise provokes signs and wonders. We are designed for signs and wonders. We are wired for signs and wonders. But it takes praise to begin to manifest in the realm of signs and wonders. Isaiah 8:18 says, I and the children that God has given to me, we are for signs and for wonders. So that is what we are meant to be, but it takes praise to bring it to manifestation. Because God works wonders in praise. And that is the essence of the worship we did before the teaching. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? God is fearful in praises. He does fearful things when we praise him. He does wonderful things when we praise him. You can pray amiss, but you cannot praise amiss. Praise the Lord. That's why praise brings about wonders. Now, what is wonder? Dictionary defined wonder as a feeling of surprise mingled with admiration caused by something beautiful, unexpected, unfamiliar, and inexplicable. I love the last one. Inexplicable. You cannot explain it. You cannot, it's a mystery, but yet you cannot deny the fact that it has happened. Wonders are inexplicable, but undeniable. Nobody can explain how wonders are come about, but you cannot deny the fact that, no, this is wonder. Tonight, you shall experience wonder. As we praise God tonight, our teaching tonight is just to charge us up. I don't really like teaching praise because to me, it doesn't really make sense. Praise is what we do. It's not theory. It's practical. But we just want to charge ourselves up tonight so that we get set, we get prepared to really be able to praise God into the realm of wonders by seeing an example of how it has happened before in the scripture so that we can also leverage on that and begin to experience a miracle. Now, why do we need wonder? Number one, to overcome contention. You and I need wonder because without wonder, you may not be able to overcome contention. Our breakthrough heritage in redemption is often being contended by principalities and powers. So in order to overcome the contention of principalities and powers, you need to switch gear to praise. A lot of people don't understand this mystery. They pray and pray and pray and pray, and nothing seems happening. They don't understand the language of prayer in certain ways. But when you praise God, you confuse them because God himself steps down. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24, the Bible says, rise up, take your journey, pass over River Hanon. Behold, I give unto you Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. So there is always a contention before possession. There is always a contention before possession. And in order to overcome the contention, you need praise. You need praise. That's why we need to praise God. And also, we saw the example of Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. He said, a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. There are many adversaries. Favor is there. Breakthrough is there. Business exploit is there. But there are oppositions. That's why you and I need to praise God in order to overcome the opposition. Tonight, as you praise God, you will overcome all oppositions. You will overcome all contentions. Everyone contending your blessing, contending your favor, contending your breakthrough, you will overcome them tonight. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. So there are spiritual wickedness in high places that are contending against our breakthrough. But when we praise God, we clear off all contention. I decree in the name of Jesus tonight, as we praise God in this light, as we praise God with this revelation, all contention will be cleared off in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, why do we need wonder? We need wonder to destroy barriers. We need wonder to destroy barriers. We saw all the barriers, including the Red Sea, gave way to Israel because of God's presence. Now, when you praise God, God comes down and all barriers are leveled. I love Psalm 114, verse 1 to 7. Psalm 114, verse 1 to 7. It said, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was a sanctuary and Israel is dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Judah means praise. So Judah was his habitation. God dwells in the praises of his people. And when the sea saw Judah, when the sea saw God, when the sea saw praise, it fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains keep like rams and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea, thou fledest, thou Jordan, thou was driven back. Ye mountains that ye skip like rams and ye little hills like lambs, tremble thou at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. Tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, all barriers will be leveled in Jesus' name. All barriers hindering your breakthrough, hindering your healing, health, and wholeness, hindering your success, hindering your elevation shall be destroyed tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember, the wall of Jericho was a great barrier. And as the children of God shouted hallelujah and they sang the praises of God with the trumpeters, the wall sank because the wall was even too big to break. If it breaks, the rubble itself will also be a barrier. But God sank the wall of Jericho tonight. Every barrier, every wall of Jericho, every wall of perdition shall be completely destroyed as you praise God tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus spoke to the disciples, John 16:33. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Tonight in the name of Jesus, as you cheer up, in spite of what you are going through, in spite of your situation, in spite of the circumstances, as you cheer up and praise the Lord, you will overcome all tribulations. Let me hear your believing amen. Now, why do we need not wonder? Number three, wonder guarantees God's presence. Wonder guarantees God's presence. For God only dwells in the midst of praise. God does not dwell in the midst of complaining. God does not dwell in the midst of murmuring. God does not dwell in the midst of sorrow. God dwells in the midst of praise. Psalm 22, verse 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. And you and I need the presence of God in order to enjoy the best of God, in order to overcome situations, in order to overcome circumstances. So you need the presence of God in order to experience wonders. No wonder Moses said in Exodus 33, 12 to 14, Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou seest unto me, bring me these people. And thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in the sight, in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Now, Moses was praying that God, that he will find grace in the sight of God. He said, show me, I know thy name, and thou hast also found grace. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. And what was the response of God? He said, my presence. All the things you are asking for is packaged in my presence. The greatest asset a man can ever have is the presence of God. That's the greatest asset. You might be praying, Lord, give me money. Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, give me this. Lord, give me that. If you have the presence of God, you have everything. Praise the Lord. You have everything packaged in it. That's why, you know, we must always discover what brings the presence of God into place. And praise is one principal thing that brings God's presence into place. And Paul said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, as you praise God, you will enjoy the wonder of God's presence in the name of Jesus Christ. As we begin to round up, we saw the case study of Paul and Silas. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 30, how high praises cleared all barriers of the path of Paul and Silas. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 30. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Look at that. So it's not like they were just singing in their heart. There's a way you can be singing and be sorrowful. There's a way you can be singing and not be excited. But there's no way you can be singing and be shouting and you are not excited. So the proof that they were excited and praising God from their heart is that the prisoners heard them. They were not just singing to themselves. They were singing unto the Lord. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaking. And immediately all the doors were opened. That is, all barriers were opened. All barriers were leveled. That was wonders. Now, look at what happened. And everyone's bands were loosed. So it was not just the doors that were opened, because the doors can be opened, and if you are still tied down, even though the doors were open, you may not still be able to go. But they were free totally, because whosoever the Son of God set free is free indeed. That is why I know tonight, no matter the bandage of the enemy, no matter the attack of the enemy, no matter the circumstance, tonight as you praise God, you will be free indeed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says the keeper of the prisons awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? We know the end of the story. The jailer got saved. His entire family got saved. Even praise can bring about salvation. Now, remember, this month is also is a very crucial month in this ministry, that November 29, this church will double by us reaching out to souls and bringing them into the kingdom. Even praise, we have been emphasizing raid, reaching out to souls and praying. But even as you praise God tonight, everyone you have reached to, God will make a miracle that will give them salvation. God will bring people to you. Today, a number just called me and I picked, and the lady was, you know, just talking that I need deliverance, I need this, I need that. Okay, how did you get this number? She said she saw the flyer in Jamaica on the floor. The flyer of church, our church, on the floor in Jamaica, and she called the number, and salvation entered into her life. Shout hallelujah. That is what God can do. So don't give up. Don't say, well, I've talked to people, they are not even responding. All you need to do tonight with your prayer, praise God. All your chains, all the doors will not just be opened. Salvation will also reach out to others through you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Get set for a lifetime of encounter tonight in Jesus' mighty name. However, it takes someone that is alive to praise the Lord. So if you are under the sound of my voice and you are not born again yourself, there is no way you can praise God. There's no way you can praise God for barriers to be broken. There's no way you can praise God for God to step down. There's no way you can experience the wonders of praise. But tonight, as you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you will experience the wonders of praise. Please rise up with me, everybody, to your feet this night. And if you want to surrender your life to Jesus, say this prayer after me. Say, Jesus, I come to you tonight. I know I have sinned and fall short of your glory. Forgive me all of my sins. Wash me with your blood who shed for me on the cross of Calvary. Come into my life. I make you my Savior and my Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.